Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Fed Up by Daniel DiMartino Booth is a non-fiction economic and policy critique that blends memoir with an insider account of U.S. central banking. Drawing on her experience working at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas and her earlier background in financial markets and journalism, the author argues that the Federal Reserve became increasingly interventionist, especially in the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis. She focuses on the long period of near-zero interest rates and other extraordinary measures and contends that these policies reshaped incentives across the economy in ways that favored large financial institutions and asset owners while leaving many households behind. Alongside policy criticism, the book describes the culture and decision-making environment inside the Fed system, emphasizing how models, group dynamics, and communication practices can influence outcomes. Written for readers who want a clearer sense of how the Fed affects everyday economic life. The book aims to motivate more public scrutiny and accountability of monetary policymakers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the post-crisis shift toward extreme monetary accommodation. A central theme is the Federal Reserve's turn to unusually aggressive policy after the financial crisis, particularly the move to near-zero interest rates and continued reliance on easy money conditions. Booth frames this as an unprecedented experiment that did more than stabilize markets in a moment of panic. In her telling, emergency measures became a durable operating mode, with policymakers repeatedly choosing to extend accommodation rather than normalize. The book highlights how such a stance can compress yields, encourage greater risk-taking, and push investors toward assets that benefit from abundant liquidity. Booth argues that this shift altered the structure of the recovery by elevating financial market outcomes as an implicit scorecard for policy success. She also emphasizes the importance of understanding the timeline of decisions and the reasoning offered inside the institution, rather than relying only on public narratives. By presenting her interpretation of why accommodation persisted, the book invites readers to debate whether the Fed prioritized short-term market calm over long-term economic resilience. Secondly, unequal effects on households, wages, and the middle class. Fed Up repeatedly connects monetary policy to lived economic outcomes, and arguing that extended low rates and liquidity-driven asset inflation can widen the gap between those who own appreciating assets and those who rely primarily on wages. Booth links the policy era to pressures that many households felt, including higher costs for major purchases such as housing and a sense that pay growth lagged behind the rising price of financial and real assets. Rather than treating inequality as a separate social issue, the book positions it as partially shaped by the channel through which monetary stimulus works, namely by raising the value of assets and supporting credit creation. Booth also points to distortions in incentives that can affect hiring, investment, and labor force participation, arguing that a market-dependent economy can feel healthy by some indicators while remaining fragile for workers. The result is a critique not only of specific policy choices, but of the distributional blind spots that can arise when central bankers focus narrowly on headline macro data and market-based signals. Thirdly, Wall Street, too big to fail, and the perception of captured priorities. Another major topic is the relationship between central banking and large financial institutions, especially in the shadow of too big to fail. Booth argues that the Fed often acted in ways that protected the functioning of major banks and markets, and that this reinforced a public perception that policy was designed for Wall Street first. The book explores how lender of last resort actions, market backstops, and sustained accommodation can create an expectation of support that influences behavior. Booth's critique is not simply that the Fed intervened during crisis conditions, but that repeated interventions can socialize downside risks while leaving gains private, encouraging leverage and financial engineering. She also emphasizes the messaging problem when public communication stresses overall stabilization, while ordinary savers see low returns and rising asset prices, trust can erode. By presenting her insider-informed perspective on institutional incentives and the politics of crisis response, the book pushes readers to consider how credibility and legitimacy are affected when the central bank is seen as entangled with the largest market participants. Fourthly, inside the Fed models, group dynamics and institutional culture beyond policy outcomes. Fed Up spends significant energy on how decisions are made within the Federal Reserve System. Booth describes a world in which internal analysis, forecasting models, and staff work shape what policymakers discuss and what risks receive emphasis. She is critical of over-reliance on models and consensus building that can downplay dissenting signals, especially when real-time data are ambiguous. The book also portrays a hierarchical and insular culture that can make it difficult to challenge prevailing assumptions. While the Fed is often discussed as a single monolithic actor, Booth draws attention to the system structure, including the regional banks and the role of internal debates. Her account suggests that communication norms and reputational incentives can push institutions toward defending prior decisions, making course corrections slower. This insider angle is a key differentiator from many general audience books on central banking. It encourages readers to examine not only what the Fed did, but how organizational behavior, information filters, and professional incentives can steer policy in predictable directions. Lastly, accountability, independence, and the public need to engage monetary policy. The book ultimately serves as a call for stronger accountability and broader public understanding of monetary policy. Booth argues that the Fed exercises extraordinary power over credit conditions and financial markets, yet remains poorly understood by many citizens who nonetheless bear the consequences of its choices. She raises concerns about how political pressures and public relations imperatives can complicate the ideal of central bank independence, especially when the institution must justify controversial interventions, rather than framing the Fed as purely technocratic. The book treats it as a human institution whose legitimacy depends on transparency, humility about uncertainty, and a willingness to learn from mistakes. Booth encourages readers to follow policy decisions, question official narratives, and recognize the trade-offs embedded in tools such as sustained low interest rates. In that sense, the argument is not only that certain policies were harmful, but that concentration of influence without adequate scrutiny is risky. The book positions civic engagement and informed debate as necessary counterweights to an institution that can otherwise become too powerful to challenge. In conclusion, Fed Up is best suited for readers who want an accessible yet pointed critique of modern U.S. monetary policy, especially those curious about how decisions made in Washington and within the regional Fed system can ripple into housing affordability, saving and investing outcomes, and perceptions of fairness. Investors and market watchers may value the author's effort to connect policy choices to incentives in risk-taking and asset pricing, while general readers may appreciate the narrative approach that turns a complex institution into something more concrete and scrutinizable. The intellectual benefit is less about mastering technical models and more about learning to ask better questions. What problems is the Fed trying to solve? Who benefits first from its tools? What long-run risks are being traded for short-run stability, and how do internal decision processes shape those trade-offs? Compared with many books that either defend central banks or critique them from a purely ideological distance, Booth's distinguishing feature is her insider perspective combined with a clear populist urgency about accountability. Even readers who disagree with her conclusions can use the book as a framework for evaluating claims that the Fed saved the economy and for thinking more critically about the costs of prolonged monetary activism. If you would like to support Danielle DiMartino Booth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.